Finally.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I get to like post and like actually have the new equipment and use the new equipment.
We look like podcasters.
Do you think that the sound is picking up from here? Or do you think I need to like speak into the side?
No, it's picking up because I can see it.
Let's just get into it because I have there's so much to unpack for this episode.
My mom just texted me.
And she said what?
She said, good morning, beautiful. Have a blessed, beautiful day.
Vibing and thriving.
Love her.
Vibing and thriving.
All right.
So how do I look with the new microphone?
You look great. You're like a podcaster.
I'm basically like a podcast model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going on?
So I was just like brainstorming and daydreaming about live podcasts, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, how would we like entertain the crowd? And so I was talking to Kristen and I was like, I have an idea. I'm going to do this segment where I like ask people that I've had sex with, like to rate our sex.
Your sex, not our sex.
Nobody needs to know about that, V. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought we said we weren't going to say anything.
We weren't going to tell people on the podcast.
First of all, after you tell me, I want to know all the people that you texted.
I'll show you, but like as long as they're not on camera.
And also, yesterday, Kale told me about this, and I told.
The first she looked at me and was like, please tell me you did not text my husband. And I looked at her and I said, no. She goes, leave him out of this. I said, first of all, that was over 7 years ago. It does not count.
Or like 10 years
ago. Your skin like changes. Oh, fuck yeah. It's been over 10. Isaac's about to be 12. Yeah. He's literally 12. So he definitely, my skin has changed twice since then. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, it's been like 1,000 years. She's like, no, I would never do that.
Okay, so I was thinking like, oh my God, this would be so funny. And then, like, on a live podcast, I could, like, bring one out. But, like, here's the thing. Oh, I don't sleep with enough people to, like, be able to do this segment again. So, like, it's, like, a one-and-done thing because I literally texted everyone I had sex with. Like, ever.
Yeah.
So, that's well, so I'm lying because I didn't text Joe, obviously. I didn't text Jordan, Javi, or Chris.
You didn't?
I did text Javi. I'm lying. But I did not text. I didn't text Chris or Jordan or Joe.
Yeah.
But I am very, very, very butthurt by one of my favorite exes. Like I am so butthurt.
And
you know him. You met him.
Okay, we'll talk about this later. But it's just because I don't know how many. Like I, the only exes I know are like your baby daddies. And then like
You know him. I'm going to show you.
Okay, well, whatever. I was just like, I want to know who these people are.
I'm going to tell you. Well, we'll play. Maybe we can play a game on the live podcast to say, like, well, guess who's who. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was really, really butthurt by this one. And this was one of the first people that responded to me. Now, mind you, I do, like, once he responded, I was like, oh, wait, let me go. I should have seen if he had a girlfriend first because he might have a girlfriend. So I was like, I shouldn't have texted. Like, that was inappropriate, you know?
Yeah.
So I was really, really, really butthurt by this one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get to the screenshot because I, like, had to screenshot them and I cropped out their names because
I think I'm more surprised that you still have your ex's numbers. Like, I don't even.
Because most of my exes, like, outside of the ones that have been filmed, have always ended really well.
Yeah.
Like, this ex that I have.
Maybe that's why. They were, like, never filmed, so it was more, like, chill.
Yeah, like, I can't think of, like, an ex that we have, well, one.
Yeah.
I will count her. Okay. Let me show you.
I would have to contact my exes by, like, LinkedIn or some shit.
Goodbye!
Nor do I want to.
I have, like, really good relationships with my, okay. Here's the one that I'm very butthurt. Like, I, 3 hours later, texted Kristen and was still upset about it.
I said, why?
This is the text. I didn't say, hey, what's up? How are you? Nothing. I just said, what would you rate our sex 1 through 10?
Okay.
And he said, I haven't had sex with you in 5+ years. LOL. I don't know. I said, oh my God. He said, why you asked that? That was so random. I said, so not memorable. LOL. Got it.
You're so dumb.
I'm still butthurt.
That's true. I don't remember sex that I've had, like, from years ago.
Oh, I do. He's one of my favorite exes. So, like, I...
Well, that's because...
And, like, I have text messages to prove otherwise. So, you know what? Don't make me put them out there.
It was significant to you.
Okay, then I texted... Okay, now, this situation, he wasn't a boyfriend, but, like, would have been a boyfriend had it continued. It just, like, didn't continue.
Okay.
Again, cold text. What do you rate our sex 1 through 10? I said, I'm doing a segment for my podcast. Obviously, it was one time, so consider that. Okay. He said 8, only because we were awkward as fuck. I said, okay, that's fair.
Okay.
I said, room to get better. You know what I mean?
Let's try again.
Let's try again. Then I got an argument with my friend because she was like, that's a one-night stand. And I was like, no, I've never had a one-night stand. Like, this is someone I have chemistry with. This is someone that we probably would have been together, like, officially together if he didn't move away.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like...
I got it.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You're so entertained by this. This is so funny.
Just like, because
who comes up with this shit?
If you only last 30 seconds, you don't get to give me a rating anywhere below 8.
Bro, if someone only lasts 30 seconds, that's not even sex. Like, that's what is
okay,
that?
Okay, well then you're not ready for this one.
Oh God.
I said,
rate my sex 1 through 10.
I said, I didn't screenshot his. Let me go back. He was probably like, what the fuck?
They're probably all like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on right now?
Okay. Again, 2 p.m. cold text. What would you rate our sex? 1 through 10. Majority of the time, it was a 1 or a 2 because I was so quick, which is on me. But it's good. I think, on the higher end of the spectrum. I said, what the fuck? He said, what? I said, what is the number? This isn't about you. If you come quick, it should be a 10 at all times. He said, oh, well, yeah, it's a 10 for sure because I come quick every time. Somebody help me.
Oh, my God.
Somebody help me.
The higher end of the spectrum? What?
Like, what are you saying?
Just answer the question.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Next.
And the last one, which is my favorite person.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me find it. I'm embarrassed about this one.
No, tell me that.
What do you rate our sex 1 through 10?
Mm-hmm.
If you let me do what I do, it would be a 10, but it's 7. I said, whatever. He said, would you be mad if I nutted in you in any of those times?
Oh, my God.
I said, I'm at least an 8, and I'm reading your response on my podcast.
Oh, my God.
So, fuck you. And he said, gotta bring your A game. You'd be half-stepping nervous.
You'd be nervous?
I'm throwing my...
Kale's shy.
Keem left the room to laugh at that one. Please understand. If he was thinking about it, I'm a 10. I don't care.
If he was thinking about
it. He was thinking about not pulling out.
Oh my God.
One of my favorite exes.
That is so funny.
So anyways, that was my tea. And I was like, you know what? I am entertaining. I'm an entertaining person. I want to bring out one of these fucking people on the podcast when we do a live show.
I want to do a live show so bad. Like, we can do shots on stage and we can do like twerk contests.
Oh, I'm telling you, we could have so much fun.
I want to have so much fun.
A great fucking time.
I will be on one. Like,
okay.
All the whole time.
So the next thing I had on my list to talk about was this, this person I know posted this situation on his story and I was kind of annoyed by it, but I like half agree with it.
Okay.
Do y'all agree with this or no? Only men can love a woman with no money, no house, or no car. Only a man can love a woman and expect nothing in return. Women can't do that. A woman's love comes with conditions. You must have this and that. A man just wants peace. Only thing women love unconditionally is their kids.
Wow. I don't agree with that.
Which part? The whole thing?
I don't know.
So this was my response to him because, like I said, I was a little bit, you know, I feel like men have ulterior motives when they post shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I partially agree with this. The only man I have ever loved wholeheartedly had no job, no car, no house.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I wanted in return was for him to be faithful.
Yeah.
But I do believe men want their peace so long as they can cheat in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah.
Most of the time they want their peace, but a lot of them will, they don't want to be bothered when they're cheating.
Mm-hmm. They're still going to do what they do.
Often. He said, not all men cheat. I do believe it's a double standard in today's society. The reality is that men who cheat have insecurities he needs to figure out with his lady. We do just want our peace and don't ask for nothing in return. Now, there's some women that are like that as well, but hardly exist. It's going to be some demand that men cannot fulfill in that moment. That is a huge turnoff to a lady. I don't really know what he means by that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's because, like, I think he's, like, more towards, obviously, women want men with, you know, with their shit together. I think
women want men with their shit together
at this time and age. Like, mm-hmm. we're all at a point where we're, like, really independent. Like, we get our own, like, we're out here getting the bag. Like, you know what I mean?
No, we are out here getting the bag.
So it's like, we want an equal, you know, like, we don't yeah. want someone that we have to be their mother or mm-hmm. their sugar mama. Like, mm-hmm. I know that's not, like, what I want, but mm-hmm. That's, like, now. I think when I was younger, I didn't have much
didn't give a fuck if they had much either.
And I didn't give, yeah. So right. it was, like, the same, like, I'm not going to expect more from you if I can only give so much.
Right.
Like I feel like that's me being hypocritical.
Everything that you ask for is reciprocated.
Exactly.
Like, you can reciprocate.
Like, I would, yes. Like, I would never ask you to, like, buy me a fucking car if I couldn't afford my own car myself, you know?
Or,
like,
buy you a car.
Or, yeah. Right, exactly. Right, right. So, it's, like, the things that I have and that I'm working for, if you have the same thing, fine. But also, like, if they don't have those things, like, make up for it in other ways, you
right,
know?
Right,
like,
right, right. Totally. All right, you guys. Everyone is always asking me on my Instagram and the podcast Instagram where my glasses are from. And they are the Francis Frames in Rosewater by Warby Parker. Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit and lofty goal to create a boutique quality eyewear with revolutionary price points.
Warby Parker glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. And the best thing about them is you can try free at home. So they have a try-on program. You get to order about 5 pairs of glasses and you get to try them at home for free for 5 days. And there's no obligation to buy. It ships absolutely free and it includes a prepaid return shipping label. So you don't have to let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste.
Put them to good use on Warby Parker's prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams.
So you get to try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/mamadrama.
So you have to take the online quiz. I'm telling you, this is perfect. Yeah. You're going to put a lot into, like, what your face shape is, what kinds of lenses you like, how the glasses, the colors,
yeah.
How the glasses look with fit, color, shape. And you get to see the quality of the glasses once you get them. I just ordered the Jillians in turquoise and teal. Like,
I'm about to order another pair because this is the best part about it too. I think the at-home try-on thing, because a lot of glasses that I wear don't match the shape of my face.
Yeah.
And I mm-hmm. never knew that. Like, I would just wing it and just get glasses, but with this I'm able to try them on and, like, see how they look in person. So I freaking love it. So I'm about to order a whole nother pair as well.
I personally love it. I've been wearing Warby Parker for probably 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So like we said, go to warbyparker.com/mamadrama. Use our version of the URL, warbyparker.com/mamadrama. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/mamadrama.
Hi, listeners. It's Melissa Gorga from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I'm so excited to announce that I'm getting into the podcast game. My new podcast, Melissa Gorga On Display, premieres December 2nd, and I want you to be the first to hear it. Catch up with me and my celebrity friends each week as we discuss fashion, entrepreneurship, being the cool mom, and the importance of treating yourself. Plus, I'll give you the behind-the-lens look into my crazy life. You think you know it all from what you see on TV, but believe it or not, there are things the cameras just don't catch. That's right, I'm taking my life in front of the cameras and going behind the mic. So grab a glass of red wine and a sprinkle cookie and join me as we celebrate life and style. It's my life unfiltered. It's Melissa Gorga On Display, available now on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. So one thing that stuck with me in therapy when I was trying to get over a super toxic relationship was my therapist said to me that I require a 10, not necessarily in looks, but in effort, in loyalty, in the relationship itself, a 10, whether that means, you know, maybe he's not working, but he's helping more with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, a 10 for effort. He only required a 2. So he needs to be with a 2.
Yep.
I need to be with someone who expects the same from me, right? Yeah. So I've also been with someone who works his fucking ass off. He doesn't make as much money as I do. Most of the time, they won't make as much as much money as I do.
Yeah.
But they make up for it. He makes up for it in other ways.
Other ways, yep.
So I don't necessarily think that that's like conditions.
No. And it also, it's like posts like that. It's so, they're so dumb.
Controversial.
Because they're really, yeah, they're controversial, but they're also, it's not, it's like a saying, or you saying like, oh, all men ain't shit. Like, okay, you think all men ain't shit, but that's not realistically true. Like, there are some men out there who are, you know, great men.
Yeah, yeah.
So it only goes that, like, that quote only probably just resonates with him and like a few other people, but not everyone's gonna feel that way, you know. Like, people take something like that and they're like, oh, this is like, this is so true. No, it does, it's not
like, it just is a, it's not a blanket, like, no, a generic, exactly. Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, I totally agree,
like,
with
that's
that.
Just someone, if you're going, if you've been in that situation, and then yeah, you can resonate with that, but it's not every woman that feels like that, you know. But I do agree with the last part, like, our kids, like, my kids are always gonna be
your top number one priority.
Number one.
Yeah.
No matter what. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what you got. That's what you got going on. That's unconditional.
Yeah.
No matter what. And I feel like that's how it should be.
Yes.
If otherwise, if you're looking for something otherwise, I'm already not the one for you. Like, like, my kids ain't never going to come
after to anybody.
No, not at all. So
agreed.
But it just depends on what kind of, you know, woman he's been with and he's looking for. Like, I don't know. But then you said, like, you've been in a relationship where you have everything that you need, and then the other person didn't really have
anything.
So it's like,
and I loved him so much.
So there are circumstances like that, because we love so much. Like, we love the person. We love also, like, the thought of what they can be or the potential.
Right.
Like, we see that in them. So that kind of blindsides us also.
I will say that now that I'm out of that, and looking back, I would never, not because I couldn't love someone that has nothing, I would not put myself in a position where I would, because I can't take on the responsibility again.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too.
Like, it was more of like, I literally felt like a mom.
A mom.
Like, I felt like I was supporting him and trying to get him to do the right thing. And it's like, that's not what I'm here to do. So, like, moving forward, like, I would have a friendship with someone who doesn't have a house, a car, or whatever. Like, that's fine. But I would never let it get any further than
that. It's not realistic for you to be with
him. Like, I briefly was talking to this one guy who's significantly older. Not significantly. He's 36, 37. And he, like, lived with roommates and has a daughter. Well, no. Like, that's not, we're not going to go anywhere because you work.
It's not your ideal situation.
I just can't. Like, that's not, one, I really don't date people with kids. And two, like, you rent a room from somebody. You can barely make your, you know what I mean? And I don't have the time to, like, figure that out.
Yeah. No, I get that 100%.
So.
But it's so hard because I feel like as us women, like I said, we love so hard, and it's like sometimes the other things are just noise. Like, they don't, not that they don't matter, but in that moment, you know, when you meet someone and you're, like, in the honeymoon, I feel like things like that matter once you're, like, actually in the relationship. And it's like, boy, like, get your shit together. Like,
right. And you're, we fall in love first, and then we get in the relationship, and we're like, oh, fuck, now we need to, like, figure out how you're going to.
Yeah,
and
because that's as you're in a relationship, you want to grow, and you want to
But you know better. What? Some so are like, not receptive to that, because the one that I was with, it was, like, I literally remember, like, for, I think it was, like, a birthday gift or just, like, a random gift. I was, like, I got you, you know, your he wanted to build this brand. I was like, I got you this website. I designed the website for you, paid for the domain for a year, like, for you to, like, get your merch together.
Because
I thought that because he was like, I want to do a clothing line. So I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I'll set up the website, do all of that.
Yeah.
I paid someone to do it. I didn't do it myself. He never used it. He never did merch, never sold merch, never, like, he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so.
And you have to want that for yourself. You know, there's only so much we can do.
I can't want it more than you.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Yes. That's exactly how I feel. I cannot want it more than you. Like, I can only, you can only tell them so much until they have to just get it together and do what they need to do.
So maybe now it would but come I think with right conditions. Now,
that, maybe now. I feel like as you get, as you get older, things come with conditions. Yeah. And that's because you, at that point in time, we already know our worth. We've been through
multiple relationships
and shit with people already.
That we have kids.
We see the red flags. We know what's coming. So like, why not have these conditions? Like,
you're right. You're right.
My Facebook memories just popped up.
And they said
from 12 years ago
that you have conditions.
So how old was I?
You had conditions 12 years ago.
It says, I think I can speak for every female when I say I need a man, not a boy. Show me, baby.
Goodness, the show me, baby for me.
Right?
Like, what?
And I spelled it B-A-B-I-E.
Oh, goodbye. Like, okay, bad baby. Where's bad baby?
Get up. I can't take it. What's wrong with me? I was so young.
I just went through my Snapchat stuff and I...
You still have Snapchat?
Well, I wasn't using it. And I found my password and I was like, I have like a thing on my computer. And I logged into it and it brought up all this stuff.
Oh my God.
I mean, there's stuff in here like from...
Right, so long
ago. Yeah. And I'm just like, where? Like, what? Like, it just... 5 years ago seems like I was in, like, young. Even though I was an adult and I had kids, I just felt like I wasn't where I'm at now. Like, I was, like, young, carefree, even though I had kids and was, like, doing, you know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way. It's so weird
to think about, like, how much difference 5 years can make.
Mm-hmm.
And also just, like, I look so different, too.
Yeah.
My voice is different.
Everything like, is... I felt like you were, like, such a different... person. It's so weird for me to look back and think about like stuff from back then because I'm like, I didn't even know that Kale. I feel because I was,
like,
didn't know you like that.
I think 5 years ago was definitely in a place where it was like, okay, I had kids young, I was married, got divorced, and then I tried to live
tried to live some life.
That's definitely what it was because I started traveling. I went skydiving. Yeah. I got with a really toxic person, and I was in college, and I think it was. And you know, people can judge
me if
they want.
Everybody's got to go through it.
Yeah, no, I needed
you're not the only one,
and I was still a good mom at the time, so I don't feel. I mean, that was the time where the 50-50 started with both of them because Javi and I got divorced and I went to 50-50 right away.
Yeah.
And so I was just like living.
Wow.
Can't say I didn't live life.
Can't say I didn't live life. So, you know, like with the holidays coming up, you know how I always do my Amazon wish lists and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is basically, so I'll make an Amazon wish list like for Bibi's birthday. Instead of people just getting her gifts, I make a wish list and then I
send it out.
Yeah, I send it out. So at that point, she wanted to do her room like a mermaid theme. So we were redoing her room. So what I did was I went on Amazon and I put everything on there and sent it out to like her family and friends. Literally everything was bought off of that wish list.
That's perfect.
It was so nice.
That's like the number one thing about gift giving, whether it's a birthday, holiday, any other occasion, anniversaries. I cannot stand when I spend my money on junk that people will not use.
Yeah.
And I don't like when other people spend their money on junk that we don't use. Yeah. Don't send me over some plastic ass shit that's going to fall apart tomorrow. Like, I'd rather you not send anything at all. And that helps your pockets. It helps my clutter. Pick stuff that is practical, that's going to be used, that's like wholeheartedly, you know, with the Amazon wish list.
Yeah. I knew that's what she wanted. And she was with me on there picking out everything. She said, I want this. So everything was everything that she wanted. And I sent that out for her birthday. I said, listen, we don't care about toys, whatever. Like, she really wants to redo her room. She's so excited about it. She wants mermaid this, mermaid that. Like, everything is
that's so cute.
If you can get this, fine. If not, maybe a gift card will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It went perfectly. So after that time, I feel like everyone started doing the same thing too because everyone was like, it's such a good idea.
It is.
So I told everyone what I did and they're like, that's so great. So I have a friend and she did that for Christmas. So she has a son. He's like barely a year yet. He's like 9 months old. Mm-hmm. She made an Amazon wish list.
Okay.
And I sent it out to her family and was like, hey guys, you know, like she also doesn't want the clutter. Like you have a baby, like they don't, need much, but they need certain necessities, like necessities, you know? So she's like, these are the things that I need. Like, I really need these. So I would appreciate, like, you know.
If you're going to give a gift, if you're we're not give requiring gift, it, but if you are, this is stuff
that we really need that he really would love, that I would love for him. She got trashed. Like, everyone went in on her, was like, oh, basically telling her, like, you know, you should be great. Like, when people give you gifts, like, you should be grateful. Like, it's the thought that counts. Like,
but I don't want to spend your money on shit.
You are, like, sending us a list.
This is from her own family?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't agree with that.
I don't either. And then she got the idea from me, too. And she's
like...
Well,
then that makes you feel like shit, I'm sure, because you were like, well, it went really well for me.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand the difference between when someone asks a kid for their Christmas list and to an Amazon list. It's kind of the same thing.
My cousin texted me. Now, mind you, I don't do Christmas. Mm-hmm. We buy for the kids and we send them now because we don't do them together.
Yeah.
She texted me and said, send me some ideas for the kids for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because
everyone does that.
And I'm sure she would rather me get them something that they want or they need.
Exactly.
Than for me to spend money on junk that they don't want, they're not into, they're going to give mm-hmm. away. I don't want to spend my money and you don't want the clutter. Exactly. So I don't understand what's wrong with that.
I feel like it's just easier. It's practical. Like, it's a list. Like, I don't understand just because it's on Amazon and it's a digital thing. Like, it's still a list. You're still sending these people the things that you want. So whether I write it down for you and tell you what it is or send you a fucking Amazon wish list, it's the same shit. So I was just like so confused. But she like was like, I can't believe like they're like really against this. Like, it's the same thing as you asking me, oh, what does the baby need? Or like, what does he want for Christmas and stuff like that? Like, we do that all the time. Maybe some
people think like I do this not mm-hmm. because I am trying to be nice. This is me saying I do not want clutter. My kids don't want for anything. I will say, don't worry about gifts. Mm-hmm. Just like, hopefully we can, like I told my cousin when I texted her back, I said, don't worry about gifts. I'd rather get together.
Yeah. Like, you know, an experience. Between now
and mm-hmm. spring break, let's try to get the kids together, go to Great Wolf Lodge, do something like that. Mm-hmm. I said, don't worry about gifts. Let's try to do that.
Yeah.
Most of the time for birthdays, if I do send out invitations, I'll say like, don't worry about gifts. Just bring yourselves.
Yeah.
So maybe these people that are actually asking her, like, what does the baby need? Maybe they expect her to say, don't worry about it. Like, don't.
I just don't understand.
That's
that's
weird.
I don't get the difference. Like, I really don't.
Well, and it just is like more convenient because you mm-hmm. see exactly what it is and you could even buy it online.
Same. Like, not I like,
oh, hey, what's a list? And you're like, oh, LOL dolls. Well, there's like 12 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of LOL doll? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm a very, like, I need something. Like, just send me a fucking picture. Like, just send it to me. Like, whenever I ask my family, well, now we do Secret Santa because it's become too much. So I only have to get one person in my family. Like, we all just do Secret Santa and it's perfect. And we all send each other. Like, I literally took a picture of this perfume that I said, look, I put it in the chat, like, this is what I want. So whoever has me, this is fine. Like, I give them my straight up ideas. Like, this is what I want. Like, so it's not a big, everyone's like, I don't know what to get this person. Cause that's the main thing everyone goes through every year. I don't know what to get this person. I'm like, I'm giving you straight the picture. Like, literally. So on Amazon, it's even better. You have the link there. Like, you can just order it, send it straight to her house. Like, boom, you're done. You don't even have to wrap.
I will have beef with these people that gave her shit for it.
You don't even have to wrap like- it. And I just feel bad cause it's like she's a new mom. Like, she, you know, the baby is so little. Like, I understand the not wanting the clutter. She doesn't live in her own space either. So it's like, I totally get, you know, you don't want just random bullshit.
Well, I don't think
the gifts are like random bullshit, but not something that she really, that the baby really would need, you know?
Brooklinen. We love Brooklinen. You need to try Brooklinen if you haven't.
Especially for gift giving this holiday season. It's officially here. We're in December. So if you're scrambling to find the perfect gift for your favorite people, do yourself a favor and check out Brooklinen. We love it. We have the sheets, the pillowcases. I've used them also for probably 4 mm-hmm. years at this point.
Add it to your wish list.
Yes, do it. Definitely add it to your wish list.
I feel like gift giving is really like a gamble. So you never know what people will like. Everyone loves sheets. To sleep, right? Yes. Like, I love
being
sleeping.
Comfortable, candles, robes.
Yeah,
literally
they have
perfect.
Everything. They have a lot of stuff. And Brooklinen makes award-winning comfort year-round. That makes the perfect gift this holiday season. So their goal is to create beautiful, high-quality home essentials that don't break the bank. And it's perfect to find the best gift.
So if you're looking for candles, grabbing a gift card, again, they have robes, sheets.
Eye masks.
That's perfect. Their sheets are 5 stars, and mm-hmm. their collection of must-haves now includes everything from dreamy decor to cozy loungewear. So if you need slippers, if you're in the market for slippers. Actually, just all of these home essentials are perfect for gift giving, and you can't go wrong. So
I love me a good pair of slippers.
For real. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season and save while you do it. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code DRAMA for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's BROOKLINEN.com and enter promo code DRAMA for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. Brooklinen.com. Use promo code DRAMA. Like, my friend texted me and asked me to be at her daughter's birthday dinner. And I said, what is she into right now? What does she want for her birthday? And she said, girl, get her whatever you want. I said, no, I don't want to get shit she doesn't
yeah.
like.
Yeah, stuff that when people
send
tell
me links
that, I'm like,
to stuff oh. so that I know. Yeah. Send me a fucking Amazon wish list. Like, that yeah. would make it way easier for me. And it's I like, hey, it. I ordered these 3 things or this one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, this is from me, because sometimes I forget to put the freaking thing and you have to guess who it's from.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That is bullshit. We should fulfill mm-hmm. her wish list.
And a lot of them that were mad about it were like moms too. And I'm like, I feel like they
that
would be
make
the
their
ones.
Lives easier.
Yeah, I feel like that makes me. I love when people give me a list. Like, give me some, like, in writing, be specific, like,
they're
detailed. I love that shit. I don't like this. Oh, I don't know. Get me whatever.
Kristen
you want.
Literally told me for my kids, no. She's like, if you don't give me ideas for your kids, I will send the noisiest, messiest toys.
No,
like, and I'm
slime,
like, literally, fuck you. Like, don't you dare, because if mm-hmm. I'm trying to sleep and these fucking toys go off, I'll kill you.
Maybe yeah, I was out. So like, I was like, this is fucked up. Like, it's the same thing. She was like, I was so upset. She like hasn't even spoken to them because she's just like so upset about it. And I'm like, I don't blame you. I would feel really when I sent out the Amazon wishlist, no one gave me any lip. Like, well, like my, you know, my family and friends, like, no, everyone was like, this is such a great idea, you know. So it's like, it's so different to see how different like their perspective was. And I was like, I just don't get it. It was just weird to me. But it was also like, it just doesn't make any sense, because a list is a list. Like,
someone texted me yesterday asking what I want for Christmas.
What did you say?
You.
You're so dumb. I can't with
you. Save your money.
I can't with you. Also, did you see there's like this huge uproar on the internet about boys playing with like kitchen sets? Like, it literally was all over the internet yesterday. Like, people were literally mad. About boys getting kitchen sets for Christmas.
Okay, like, so that makes sense to me. I did not know that. And I saw that someone that I'm friends with on Facebook posted that he would never get his son a kitchen set. And the people that mm-hmm. were mad in the comments, he was like, the people that are getting mad at me, y'all don't even cook either. But I was like, let me be honest. Isaac, Lincoln, and Lux love playing. They always have loved playing with the kitchen set. Like, obviously, Lincoln and Isaac don't now.
Yeah.
But in
when they're young,
preschool, they yeah. loved it. Actually, one of my girlfriends gifted one that her son didn't play with anymore. Gifted it to us for Lux, mm-hmm. and Lux loved it. And he just asked me for another one.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Mom, do you think you can get this for me for Christmas?" I said, "Ask your dad." But we don't do Christmas over here. But I'm. Who cares?
Who cares? I was
like,
so
let me just
off.
Tell you right now, back to the conditions thing.
Yeah.
If I can't cook some of the nights for dinner, mm-hmm. my man better be able to cook.
Yeah, that's what it is for me.
What the fuck is wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
I have what does that have
Nothing.
To do with any
that,
is cooking
that.
Feminine? Is that a
apparently. You can only be in the kitchen if you're a woman.
But like, thinking back to like even when I was a child, I didn't spend like even when my mom had a boyfriend
mm-hmm.
and I was with my mom. There, I remember them cooking.
Yeah. My and stepfather like, is always in the kitchen. My stepfather loves to cook.
And Joe does, too.
And Joe does. Yeah, he was supposed
Javi
to go
does
to,
not cook
Joe
at
was,
all.
Joe
don't.
Was supposed to go to, like, culinary school.
Right.
Like,
so,
he wanted to go. When I first, like, got with him, that was, like, his plan. He really wanted to do that or something.
Most of the men that I have been with know how to cook.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So, like, what's wrong? Keem, how do you feel about boys playing with a kitchen set?
I'm cool with it. I don't really.
Yeah, because you have a son.
Yeah. He
you wouldn't
cooks,
care, right?
With his mom.
Yeah.
I just got my
That's
kids.
A skill. That's a
it's
life
a
skill.
Literal
That's not
life
a gender
skill.
Thing.
I just got Lincoln. Which kid am I talking about?
one of them.
Number 3 and 4. Just kidding. Imagine I like put numbers on
numbers.
Them.
Numbers. Thing three, one, thing two.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Lux and Creed. I just got... Lux uses it, but mm-hmm. it was mainly for Creed. A learning tower. Have you heard of them? I saw them on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's like this thing that they can climb up into. It's basically like a stool and it has four sides so okay. that they can cook with you in the kitchen and like help you wash dishes and like Aww. Help you cook. And it has shapes on the side. I'll post a picture of it.
That's cute.
And so he can like make a mess and like learn how yeah. to do stuff. Because that's one thing that I wish I learned as a kid, as a woman. Mm-hmm. I wish that I learned how to cook when mm-hmm. I was a kid and when I was growing up. I wish that people included me in that because now I struggle with cooking.
Yeah.
Like I can do it and I will do it. I don't love it. And mm-hmm. I have like my five go-to recipes that yeah. that's all you're getting. You know
Your
what I mean?
So spaghetti.
Be a girl.
No, but it's true. It's like a life skill. Like
what
I grew
is wrong
up,
with boys playing with?
I have no idea. But I saw this one comment. Someone was like, oh, like leave the kitchen sets to the girls and like give the boys their grill sets. Like, cause you know how they also have the grill sets too. They have everything for the kids, like the toys, toy wise.
Yeah.
And then someone was also like, oh, like, so would you have an issue with like a girl having a tool set? And they were like, yeah, no. Like girls shouldn't have a tool set. And I'm like, bro, number one, let me tell you, last Christmas, I always use Joe's tools because number one, I get down and dirty. I know how to build shit. I do my yeah. own things. I hang up my own shit in my house. I never ask Joe. That's one thing. I never ask him, tell me with anything. Anything that has to do with a fucking hammer, a drill. I know how to work that shit because I grew up and I learned how to do it.
Right.
And that was never a gender thing for me. Like, I had to learn
how to. Well, it's just like weird.
Even just changing your tire and stuff, that's not a guy thing. That's a fucking
skill.
Life thing that you need to learn how to do. Like, so I know how to do these things.
Let
and
me
I've
tell you.
I've always been using Joe's toolbox. So last year, he went and he got me a cute little pink toolbox. And it has all my tools. You've seen my toolbox. Yeah. My cute pink toolbox. And then he went and got Bibi a matching toolbox, too. Yep. And guess what? She loves her fucking toolbox.
Let me tell you what's irritating to me, especially about the tool thing. Let me tell you, mm-hmm. most of the men that I have been with cook, but let me tell you, most of them don't know how to hang shit, mm-hmm. don't know how to build shit, don't know
Crazy,
how to do shit.
Right?
I've been with two men who have never cut my lawn.
Crazy, right?
You live in my fucking house mm-hmm. and you can't cut my goddamn lawn. Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about gender roles and you want to talk about girls yep. not having tool sets? Well, what do you want me to do when you're not doing it for me?
Exactly.
I either got to figure it out myself or I got to hire you out.
This is
hire somebody
is. And
out.
And I always said, like, even as a... Even
Fuck
me,
these people.
Even
like,
me having a partner that does things, I still... want to learn how to do things on my own because I know I need to.
I'm so heated about this. Like,
I was heated when I saw it. It was like all over. I saw it on Shade Room first. But then it became like a whole thing. I was seeing posts about it on Facebook. I guess it started going on Facebook. So I started seeing like friends of mine posting it and stuff. And it was funny because a lot of the women were the only ones saying like, oh, this isn't an issue. It was like the men saying like, oh, I have a huge issue with my kid being in the kitchen, like my son being in the kitchen. And I'm like, when I worked at a daycare, majority of the people that were in the kitchen were, like, literally the boys, to be honest. Like, they love it.
I
and
just have
like,
a problem.
How is that an issue? I just don't
with
understand.
With these men talking the shit.
talking the
and
shit.
They can't do half, like...
Yeah.
Nobody I've ever been with has changed my oil.
Wow.
Nobody... No man that I have been mm-hmm. with has ever changed my oil or mowed my grass.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them... Some of them cooked.
Yeah.
No, literally, if you can't, mm-hmm. a woman shouldn't have a tool. Well, who the fuck is going to do it? Right now, my handy guy is my friend's dad. I pay my friend's dad to do handiwork for me because I never learned how to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people mm-hmm. don't do it.
All my stuff that I got for the office, as long as I have instructions and like the actual material, I can follow the stuff and do it. But also, like, I wanted to. Even as when I was younger, I always knew I didn't have my dad growing up with me. So I had to learn how to do all these things. And like my stepfather was the one who would teach me.
Yep.
But I also it was embedded in my brain. Like I need to learn how to do these things because I don't ever want to depend on a man to do these things for me. I need to be able to just do it on my own. So I don't have to ever ask a man for anything. I don't have to ask him to hang a fucking frame up for me. Like, no, I can do that shit myself. I don't need your fucking help hanging up a fucking frame.
But a little boy playing with a kitchen set is causing uproar.
Uproar. Like, and then, it was like, oh, the girls should stick to, you know, the kitchen set. Like, and then there was this one woman that she was like, no, like, my boy needs to be having his grill set. Like, that's what they made it for. Like, the boys. Like, that's why the grill set is out. I was like, bruh, like, I've seen girls grill. Like, what the fuck? Like, why is everyone so against people doing...
I'm so annoyed!
People doing things. Like, these are just regular things to me. Like, I don't ever look at something and think, damn, that's a man's job. Like, I don't think like that. I don't know why, but, like, I don't get why it's such a huge thing. Like, I just don't understand it. And, like, I would never... like, it's the same thing with, like, Barbie dolls and stuff, too. Like, people are like, oh, like, I don't... I follow this one girl, and her son, like, plays with his sister's Barbie dolls and shit. And it's like, who the fuck cares? Like, they're fucking Barbie dolls. There's Ken dolls.
Well, but then it's, like, men who grow up and are not nurturing and don't want to help their wives or their girlfriends
That's why with we the have babies the and things that like that.
They're not nurturing. They don't have that... They don't know how to tap into a fatherly instinct because we are placing such emphasis on them not...
Just like being, Lincoln, doing manly things and that's
Let me
it.
Tell you, Lincoln had this little pink doll that Sterling gave him. He carried around for probably like 2 years. And Lincoln is the best big brother to Creed.
Yeah.
When I tell you, like, he is so nurturing and wants to hold him and wants to see him and wants to love on him.
Yeah.
He is... And he's still, like, a boy's boy. Like, he still wants to go play football and basketball and do all the things. But he is, I mean, he is a very loving...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, these people, I can't... They must have some kind of, like, internal shit that they don't like about themselves that they're, like, projecting because it just doesn't make sense. Or it's just, like, society standards
really
for so long taking over the... I can't. Really I fucking cannot deal with people.
And I was like, Isaac always plays BB with VB with her. Yeah. That's kind of how they bond too. Like, and like they do things equally. Like she'll be like, he'll be like, oh, I'll play like your Barbies with you, and then she goes and plays Roblox with him
Pokemon,
or whatever. Like Pokemon. Yeah. Like, is she not supposed to play Pokemon because she's a girl? Like, I play Pokemon my whole life. Like, that's not a thing. And then even Isaac, he loves like the little LOL dolls. Then they had came out with like the boy ones, and there was this one boy that I got for him, and it looked just like him, like when he has his glasses and stuff. So I bought it and I had him take a picture with it. If I have the picture, I'll put it up because it's so cute. It looks like him, and he was in love with that LOL. Like, he would always be like, Vivi, where's my LOL? Like, he loved it. But he always plays with her, you know. Like, he's not thinking, oh, these are Barbies, I don't want to play with them because they're a girl's toy. He never thought like that. He just wants to play with his sister, you know. Like, so I don't understand. I will never understand it. And I,
like, I know grown ass men who box that wear like flower print. Is that also like, are they not supposed to do that either?
Yeah,
I can't. Get these men out of here. Get these fucking men out of here.
Done. She is
I
so
can't.
Done.
I fucking cannot. All right. Speaking of sex, because you know this was a hot topic on today's episode, healthcare for women is unnecessarily complicated, and we want to make it easier for you guys. So we are wanting to tell you guys about access to affordable healthcare through Pill Club. Gain time and peace of mind with the Pill Club. They make access to affordable birth control, period care, and sexual wellness products simple, easy, with an online subscription. Get your birth control prescribed online by a licensed medical provider and delivered discreetly to your door for free with the Pill Club. I don't think that my 75-year-old neighbors need to see that I'm getting my pills, especially after a nice little rendezvous where I get to rate the next person I have sex with.
A nice little rendezvous. The Pill Club carries over 120 FDA-approved brands as well, and most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 per month without insurance.
The Pill Club delivers both birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging, along with some fun self-care goodies. What's more, their licensed medical team is just a text away to give you the best reproductive health care. So skip the office visit and waiting in line at the pharmacy. Join the club.
Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/babymama, the Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Baby Mama's No Drama listener who becomes a patient. So your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's thepillclub.com/babymama to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, thepillclub.com/babymama. You must use the link to make a donation.
Yes.
Yeah, I was so mad about that yesterday. It was like all over
the uproar.
News.
There's bigger fish to fry.
Seriously, like there's bigger things going on in the world than to be thinking about kids
Baby's
playing
MacBook
in the kitchen with kitchen sets.
Baby's MacBook Pro.
Like I just don't understand it. So yeah, I was so mad about that yesterday, and I was like, this is why things are the way that they are with like men in this generation.
Like, so, maybe learn how to cook and mow the lawn and change the oil and then come for the kids. Like, yeah, for literally, real. Like, worry about what you can't do.
But, like, wouldn't you want your kids to be able to, like, do well-rounded? Anything? Well, yeah, like, when they eventually, when they move out, they have to learn how to cook.
Oh,
they
my God.
Have to
I worry.
How to do all of these
and
things.
Have, like, good hygiene and stuff. That's, yeah. like, one of my biggest worries is when my kids leave. Like, yeah. are they cleaning their ears and clipping their nails? Because mm-hmm. I literally will throw up.
I know. I'm literally in BB's ears, like, every day.
I was texting the girls in my group chat last night, and they're like, where is Kale? And I texted back. I was like, I'm clipping toenails.
Ew.
Like, ew.
I hate toes. I just hate need, feet. I and need BB's feet are, like, so big now. Like, they're not little anymore. She's got, like, that big girl feet. And I'm like, girl, every time she puts
get
her feet
the fuck
on me, I'm
here.
Like, they're not cute anymore. Like, get your feet off of me. And she gets so mad. I'm like, you don't have cute baby toes anymore. They're, like, big. She has, like, these cute Fred Flintstone feet. Like, they're fat and so cute.
That's Lux. Lux has fat, she's got fat solid
feet.
Bricks.
Yeah. Like, her feet, I have to buy her, like, wide shoes because her feet are, like, so, like, they. Aww. She has, like, wide feet. Yeah. And I'm like, but you're so, I'm like, your feet, like, you're cute, but they're just not as
they're not
cute.
They're not that cute.
And I already hate, like, I hate feet. I don't even like my own feet. Like, I don't touch.
Feet are weird. I don't have, so like, a huge feet. Problem, but.
I hate feet. Like, I would never give anyone a foot massage. Like,
Oh, yeah, no. That I would not touch someone's feet.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. Definitely so now not. I'm getting to the point where Mimi's, like, over me. I'm like, I don't want to touch your feet. Like, I'm done.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to get into some down?
Let's get into some down. I have not read these. So V sent these to me and I was like, I want to do a, like, a real time reaction for these. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read the down in the DM.
All right. Let's do it.
What?
Damn, it's going down in the DMs.
Okay. Down in the DM. Hey, so first off, love the podcast, so relatable. Second off, no judgment, even though I low-key judge myself. After listening to this week's podcast about a 4-year affair and double life, I just had to get this out there. Please keep me anonymous anyways. I have been having an affair almost 3 years with my neighbor. Mm-hmm. We are both married with kids who all go to the same school and are around the same ages. Oh my God. My husband and him used to have a bromance, and that's when he befriended me. At first, I thought it was a joke, but then it turned into let's do it once, obviously turned into very often, and here we are 3 years later and doing it on the reg.
Mm.
We're always saying we're going to stop, but we always get caught back up. At this point, my husband and him are no longer friends, because my husband gets weird vibes from him. And she put, like, a weird face.
Mm-hmm.
But I
yeah,
have since
I wonder why.
I wonder why. But I have since become friends with his wife and feel no loyalty to her since our friendship started after the affair. Writing this out, I sound awful for all parties involved, but I have truly detached myself from the guilt, so I feel nothing. Also, we have maintained that we have no feelings involved. It's just sex. But 3 years into it makes me think there are hidden feelings on both ends.
Yeah. I can imagine
Holy
having sex
shit.
With someone for 3 years and not having some type of a feeling or emotion attached to that. I can't do that. But, like, what kills me is, like, the friendship after the affair with the wife. That's crazy.
I would not do that.
Yeah.
Maybe just end the friendship. I know you don't feel any loyalty, but, like, end the friendship.
That friendship shouldn't
like,
have started.
Yeah, don't start that. So I have this person that I used to talk to and really good friends with his mom. And I was like, he is engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And
like now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was like shooting the shit or whatever. And he like said some things and I felt out of pocket for even having a borderline conversation mm-hmm. because I don't want to ruin someone else's relationship, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't want to deal with it. And I also just, like, don't want to do that. Like, that's mm-hmm. not who I am. So I can't. It's. And I get it. Like, things are not always black and white. Like, yeah. I get it. But of if course. It is just sex and there's no feelings involved, why can't you end it?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, girl. I'm not on your side with this.
I know.
I'm not on your
that's
side
a,
with
that's
this
a
one.
Really hard one.
Why not leave your husband? I guess, like, I need some more context.
Yeah,
like,
I need context as to why you're.
Why are you guys staying in your marriages
yeah.
and why not leave your marriages and just be together?
And I feel like it's really disrespectful to have, like, the husband is friends with the neighbor and like you're friends with the wife, like that just becomes really
but tricky. Also, like, where are y'all having sex? Because yeah. if you're neighbors, whether it's on the same street or the same block, and they're not friends anymore, where are you saying that you are and you're having sex with him? Because yeah, I need answers and they have kids.
She said that they all have kids, so like, I hope it's not in the house, the neighbor's house, like with the kids.
What if it's like in the house? Like, isn't. I just have so many questions.
I don't know. I my guilt, like, I just wouldn't be able to befriend the wife. And I understand she said something interesting. She said that she completely has dissociated the guilt.
She, yeah.
So she doesn't feel anything. Like, she doesn't really feel anything towards the wife or anything. But, like, put yourself.
Detached in, herself
yeah,
from
she
the
detached
guilt.
Herself from the guilt. And it's like, but put yourself in that position. If the when and if, because she will find out. When the wife finds out if something's going on, how do you think that's going to make her feel? You know, like, it's not just about you. Like, you're hurting someone else's relationship. You're, like, she's going to be torn apart, you know? I would be more mad about the girl trying to befriend me, honestly. Like, like, who are you seriously fucking my man and then, like, trying to have a friendship with me? Girl, I'm out for blood. I'm sorry.
I'm out for fighting. Blood. Well, that's the thing. Okay, so, like, hear me out on this one. Like, say you're in a relationship with a man, mm-hmm. and the man cheats with a woman. Now, the woman not knowing is one thing because she didn't know.
Mm-hmm. That's
now,
different.
Say she does know. She doesn't owe loyalty, but is it on her as a woman to not be that person? Do you get what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I feel like as a woman. If with your own kids,
right,
with
like,
your
if
own
you
family.
Know,
yeah.
You can't really do anything if you don't know. That's not like who.
If
nobody,
that was happening to you, you could not sit here and say, oh, I don't care.
No, but like, I'm mad at both of them. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. For like, sure. She would not be able to say if she found out randomly her man was doing the same shit. She'd feel some type of way. She would be like, what
well, that
the fuck
that
is going
makes
on?
Me wonder. Like, are there problems in the relationship? Has the husband cheated before?
Yeah,
like,
we didn't get.
I need more details. Not that it makes it okay, but I could see like where it started and developed.
More.
But like, mm-hmm. also if my boyfriend or husband is friends with somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sleep with them.
Yeah.
Because
I need a backstory.
I just
to, like,
need more information.
And, like,
yeah.
Their, like, what their relationship looks like.
Still don't agree with it, but I like, I need more details.
Yeah. That's where I'll end
shit.
With that. I just, I did.
Is there more? I need to read another
I
one.
I read you, I sent you two.
Okay, let me check. Hold on. Okay, so growing up on my street, all the kids were friends. We got along great. My older sister was great friends with the guy that lived in the house behind us. We would tease them about how great friends they were, and he was in my year and dated my best friend on and off. When I was about 14, okay. I overheard my sister fighting with my father. In the argument, she mentioned that my father was not hers. My nan had also mentioned it a few times, but I just always shrugged it off and never asked questions. If you watch Days of Our Lives, you can probably see where this is going already. In about 2014, my sister started asking our mother questions about her father. My mother came up with a few different stories about how she became pregnant, but would not tell her who her father was right away. Mm-hmm. After a few months of asking, my mother finally told her, I bet it's that
guy.
Boy's dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my sister went searching on Facebook and found him. After my sister got in contact with him to confirm that he was her father, she called me to tell me her father is the father of the guy that lived
behind us. I knew
For
it.
4 years, she was living right behind the other half of her family. To add to the mindfuck, I lost my virginity to my half-sister's half-brother. Thanks,
what
Mom.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
He's not some creepy old guy. He was the same age as her. That would be like Lincoln and Vivi being together.
Oh my God. You know, people ask that all the time.
What?
People ask me, like, what if, like, Kale's kids, like, got with one of your kids? Because honestly, they're not related. But I'm like, yeah, but they don't look at each other as, like, if they're not related. Like, they probably look at each other like cousins or something, if anything. Like, I don't know.
I honestly think Lincoln and Lux have probably both referred to her as their sister.
Yeah. Yeah, Lincoln has definitely said that when he was younger. He's like, oh, like,
I think he still
does.
He
was like, that's Isaac's sister. So
he'll, like, if
like,
he's telling
sister.
A story, mm-hmm. he'll be like, well, Isaac's sister, she's basically my sister.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they look at her as family. So I'm like, I know that's never going to happen. And, like, I don't even think we would let that happen. That would just be way too confusing. Like, let's not add to the chaos. I just know it won't happen because Lincoln doesn't look at her like that. He would never.
Right. But, for example, like, sometimes I think about how close we are to Lux's cousins. Mm-hmm. I love them so much, like family. But, and Lincoln calls Lux's cousins, his brothers. He's like, those are my brothers because they play football together, basketball together. They're in school together. They're the same age. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but what if like their sister ends up with like Lincoln or something?
Yeah.
Because then, but maybe not because they look, but it could go either way. It's like we have grown up together. This is family. And like, we're not related, but it's family. Yeah. And we could go together. And or technically, it's
if
like,
they figure that out, like, oh, wait. Like, we're not related, so this will, if this could be a thing.
But I could see why her not knowing, like, it would be different for our kids because they
already know.
So it's like, when they get older, it's like, well, they're not really related to me, and so, like, I've known you my whole life, like, whatever, it could be very different. But, like, for this person, she didn't have any idea, and so she didn't get to make that decision on her own.
Exactly.
Which is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, for, so the boy that lived behind them, his dad, knew that they were... That's the father. So was it an affair? Or, like, does he have a wife? Does the wife know that they live behind his other children? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or his other child? Like, how crazy.
That's so
She
wild.
Literally said, to add to the mind fuck, I lost to my V card to my half-sister's half-brother. Thanks, Mom. Like, come on. That's so why sad. Are y'all doing these to these kids?
I know. At least I wonder why kids, we got trauma.
At least our kids know our bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... If you have questions, come forward and ask. I'll be honest with you. But, like, I'm not keeping no fucking dirty-ass family secrets and fucking the guy that lives behind me. That is not happening.
Please don't do that.
That is... If I did, I'd ask him to rate me, but...
he'd be on the podcast.
He'd be on the podcast. This holiday season, deck the halls, the walls, the doors, the windows with the best deals. And you'll want to do that by getting the Ring Alarm.
So it just makes you feel safe. I know I feel so safe because my Ring Alarm just lets both of us know if any window or door or anything is being open or if any motion is detected at all, you will know. So whether you're home or away, like we are always traveling, I'm always going to New Jersey. So we know always that our home is safe. And if the alarm goes off, a professional monitoring team will contact us right away and dispatch authorities as well. So it's also very super easy to install. Have you installed this?
Yes, I've done the Ring. We all know about the Ring video doorbell, which I have at my house. And we did just get the Ring alarm system for this office. The Ring alarm is powerful, affordable home security system that you can easily install. So it's super easy if you did it too, right?
Yes, it's really easy. And they also have an app. So it walks you through everything and it was up and running in like basically minutes. So for what they charge for 1 month, we can get an entire year of Ring alarm with professional monitoring, which is awesome.
And also for this holiday season, if you know anyone that is looking for... I mean, if you need to get a gift for somebody.
Yeah.
Holiday gift, housewarming gift. Yeah.
Your man friend.
For sure.
And also family members, too. Like, you want to keep your family members safe. So, I mean, what's a better gift than that? So, this holiday season, deck the walls, deck the halls,
doors and windows
with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/mamadrama to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. That's ring.com/mamadrama.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Damn.
I get that question all the time, and it makes me so uncomfortable because that's not a thing. Like, that's not going to be a thing.
Could you imagine the family drama if it was a thing?
Lincoln and Bebe dating?
I would be like, please, I don't want to hear this. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I imagine the pressure of... Because my mom did the same thing to me finding my dad. I wanted to find my dad so bad that I was doing investigative work on my own. Yeah. And I feel like as a parent, that is such a shitty thing to do. Mm-hmm. When a child is coming to you asking questions, like they're obviously old enough, they want to know. You should help them. You should be honest. And that is my opinion and my experience. Like obviously if a 6-year-old comes and asks you, it's very different.
Yeah.
But when someone is old enough to be having sex or having those conversations or asking questions.
And to understand.
Like, I mean, she's saying when they're 14, I feel like that was of an age.
Yeah. You're like a freshman in high
school. I was a freshman in high school and I went on peoplefinder.com and I was looking up all this stuff and I went back to my mom with it and was like, help me, and she didn't want to help. She didn't want to give me any information.
You're like, so printed I just out like, a whole bunch of
oh,
men.
I did. I'm like, what
which
is this?
Which
this
one is
my
it?
Dad or my grandfather? Yeah. Like, help me out here. I just feel like that is a different kind of trauma, trying to search for your dad without your parent, other parent giving you answers. Like, I feel like that is so fucked up in and of itself.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I don't know how.
Let alone losing your virginity to his son.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Like, what? I can't. I fucking can't. So,
like,
anyways...
Sure, she regrets that so hard, and it's not even her fault, you know? Ugh. I feel bad. I just... This is why, like, this... We have so much trauma going on.
Like, trauma. Baby trauma. Baby no drama. Baby mama's no
all trauma.
Oh, yeah. I think we already have an episode named that, so...
Yeah, we do.
I don't... Maybe this is a part two. I don't know.
This is,
we should just change the name
Kale
of the podcast.
Ex, no, Kale's ex's... No, this should just be called Rate My Sex.
Rate My Sex, but next episode, I feel like I should rate them.
Oh, yeah.
Because
be
fuck that. I'm not accepting...
Yeah.
I'm not accept.
You didn't get any great answers, I feel. Like, I would be like, no, like...
You don't get to know. No. Like, if you come in 30 seconds, you don't get to say I'm a 7.
For real.
I am a full 10... 12, 14, 16. Thank you. You
I'm
don't get to say
I'm a 20.
That. Anyway.
That's so funny.
That concludes our episode of why they, yeah. Wow, they named me Gale.
Oh, Chick-fil-A too.
Gale.
Chick-fil-A did you dirty. That's a first.
Anyway, well, we'll talk funny. To y'all next the... week.
Bye,
we love
guys.
Y'all. See ya.
Oh my God.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.